As the coronavirus pandemic drags on, it's now increasingly apparent that 2020 will be remembered for an unusually high death toll, and not just from COVID. In the medical field, deaths above what you would normally expect are called excess deaths. Even after you subtract out COVID casualties, several thousand more Oregonians and Washingtonians have gone to an early grave this year compared with a typical year. Correspondent Tom Bonsi looked into the possible reasons why.
The average number of deaths over the prior 3 years gives epidemiologists a pretty good idea what to expect if 2020 were a normal year, but we know it's not a normal year. There have been nearly 2,000 deaths above normal this year through October in Oregon, 3,300 deaths above normal in Washington State, and 1,100 in Idaho. Oregon attributes fewer than half of those excess deaths to COVID, while COVID accounts for more than half in Washington and Idaho. Abnormally high numbers of casualties from all other causes stand out from July onwards across the Northwest. Some of these could be unrecognized COVID deaths. State Health Officer Dr. Kathy Lofi of the Washington Department of Health gives the example of a respiratory infection that aggravates an underlying heart condition.
And so it kind of looks like a cardiac-related death, but it's really the infection that sort of triggered, the exacerbation and the cardiac status.
Many Pacific Northwest hospitals have started universal COVID testing of every patient admitted to catch undetected coronavirus cases. A lot of those unexpectedly numerous non-COVID deaths could be other indirect results of the pandemic. Take suicides and drug overdoses. Both are up this year in most places around the Northwest and the nation. Lindsay Arrington founded the Snohomish County, Washington-based nonprofit Hope Soldiers to help people overcome addiction and depression.
I've seen the numbers rise over the years, but they exploded this year quite a bit. Because of isolation, because of not being able to have the lifeline to in-person contact, especially with 12-step meetings and support groups and friends.
After the pandemic hit, Hazelden and Betty Ford Centers and other treatment providers started offering virtual addiction and mental health treatment in Washington and Oregon. Arrington says that's good, but not a full substitute for 12-step meeting fellowship. Let's talk about some other possibilities. This one's indirect. Increased loneliness and isolation. Not good, especially for the elderly. Another is loss of health insurance from waves of layoffs. The most frequently cited reason Northwest health experts gave us for the surge of non-COVID deaths is delayed care. Some of this is people fearful of going to the doctor lest they be exposed to the coronavirus. Also, many elective surgeries were delayed in the spring to preserve hospital capacity, a phenomenon now cropping up again. Dr. Elizabeth Waco is the chief medical officer at Swedish First Hill Medical Center in Seattle.
Our emergency room visits still have not recovered to pre-COVID levels. So they're down by 25 to 30% reduction in emergency visits. So imagine all of those people who are no longer going into the emergency room. This doesn't mean they're going to urgent care. They might not be going to see their primary care provider. So they're staying at home and potentially passing away at home when they should have come into the hospital.
Waco says avoidance of the doctor's office or regular screenings is also catching up to cancer patients.
We've seen patients presenting with late stage disease, and that's just starting to show up now.
Hospital folks reiterate, if you've got a pressing health problem, do not put off getting it looked at, especially if you need immediate medical attention. Go to the hospital or urgent care. The doctors insist it's safe to come in. I'm Tom Bonsi reporting.